It's morning in biology teacher Christine Aspinwall's class. The students are scrambling to fill beakers with pureed food.
All right, commence to testing your nutrients, please. Grab a goggles and a hot plate.
Their task is to test the multicolored goop with reagents to find nutrients. You might find similar experiments going on in three other classrooms at West. Five teachers there are overseeing STEAM Ahead projects. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. And students come from all over the city. The idea is to provide as many as 75 students exposure to technology and science with an emphasis on hands-on learning. Students get to tour tech companies, get access to a career coordinator, and the program would also pay for special classes that would allow them to earn college credits during high school. STEAM Ahead has been in the works for about 2 years, and it all got started in a Manchester bar called Cotton.
I came down here with another one of our colleagues, Gray Chinoweth, and we were coming down, just kind of kibitzing after a busy, hard day at work.
Jeremy Hitchcock is the CEO of Dyne, an internet company based in Manchester.
And we ran into a local guy, Nick Sogu, and we were talking about hiring and kind of comparing applicants of who was interviewing for what jobs. And we said, there just isn't enough people for it, and we're talking about intern fairs and how that doesn't do it.
Hitchcock and Sogu, who is the president of Silvertech, a digital marketing firm, decided that they needed to help train future workers through the school system. And that decision came at a low point for Manchester schools. Teachers were being laid off. Parents were critical of large class sizes, ratty textbooks, and outdated computers. Hooksett even pulled out of its contract to send its kids to Manchester high schools. Meanwhile, Bob Baines, who was West High principal before he served 3 terms as Manchester mayor, approached the city's current leader, Mayor Ted Gatsis.
I told him that I was growing concerned about the situation with public education and wondered if there were some opportunities for the two of us to work together on school reform, and that I had some ideas, and he said absolutely, and we began to talk about just what that would be like.
Soon after, Hitchcock put Baines on the Dyne payroll and asked him to create a STEM-focused pilot program.
He was my high school principal, so even now I still think of him as Principal Baines.
Dyne is putting in about $150,000 per year for the first 4 years of the program. Most is going to pay Baines to oversee STEAM Ahead. Manchester School Board decided to back the plan last fall. More than 20 companies are also on board, providing Google laptops for each student and raising most of the $400,000 to renovate classrooms. Lucy Weathers, who is STEAM Ahead's career coordinator, says so far participating students are happy.
They're loving the project-based and hands-on sorts of things. Teachers are teaching in so many different ways that kids are getting the information the way that they learn, and they're starting to see how they learn.
Weathers' salary is paid by AmeriCorps and Granite State College. The community college and university systems are also helping to create curricula for the program, and Weathers hopes to begin building useful connections there.
It hasn't been easy, but I know that the beginning of school year can be very hectic, so I'm still trying to get in there.
And the college transition is important for employers. They won't be hiring straight out of high school. Michael Teitelbaum is a researcher at the Labor and Work Life program at Harvard Law School.
The tightest labor markets, the hardest ones for many employers to recruit, is at the kind of intermediate level. People who are proficient in doing the technologies, in installing the technologies, in managing the systems.
Those are the kinds of jobs Dyne and Silvertech are trying to fill. Edie Frazier with the group STEM Connector says what's going on in Manchester is part of a growing trend.
We're seeing businesses step up. They're developing STEM councils, STEM leadership, and most of them have goals about the future of the workforce.
Dyne plans to keep STEAM Ahead running for at least 4 years. Inventor Dean Kamen is also getting involved with STEAM Ahead at the fourth grade level. The thinking there is it's never too early to get kids interested in technology.
If you don't have them.
Back in West High, meanwhile, STEAM Ahead students a bit closer to their first job are getting their hands dirty with science. And many in the tech industry hope that somewhere along the way, a few of them will stick with it.
If they're separating, stir them up a little bit so you get a good sample.
For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.